John.
Ron, what's going on?
Not much. Perfect timing. Just walked back in the door.
Hey, there we go. There we go. It's the first time I'm getting timing right. I swear, today is just like... Awesome, man. You got everything all squared away over there?
Yeah. Everything's squared away. No worries.
Look, I even got an alarm going on to give you a call, man. That's how exclusive I'm making it for you. All right. Ronald, so everything's all set in. Do you have any questions before we get started then?
Well, the only thing is that, so I tried, where are you guys based out of?
California, man. Coast Mesa. Here, I'll send it, give you some information.
Yeah, well, I haven't, let's see here. Dim, boom, boom. I've gotten bombarded with some phone calls and whatnot. Question I had about the website. So they're included in the $349 or whatever the startup cost is.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That, how quickly will you guys be taking, or anything that I need to do, any information that I need to give you guys in order for you to take control of the website?
Great question. Okay, so when it comes to website, I'm going to go over with you how the timeline breakdown goes, okay? Once we go ahead and build, we call it the Google profile page for you right now. So that's your profile. I'm gonna ask you a few questions regarding on what services you provide, what zip codes you want to hit, keywords that are beneficial for your company. I put that all in here right now, so that way when the techs, they give you a call at your leisure, so we can set it up for tomorrow if you want. All we ask is to have an hour window. We like to under promise over deliver on that though. Could be a lot smoother depending on how many questions you actually have for them and things that you want to give them. I mean, pictures that you want to give them for the website, the content editing, all of it, okay? So once that those text takes care of all the nitty and gritty and all those details there, in 5 to 7 days, you have your reporting dashboard that we talked about. So that's your tracking system. You see everything for yourself. And your directory submissions go through, okay? So that's up to 60 different directories, all right?
Okay.
Now, the next thing is within 7 to 14 days, we have your website up, all right? And again, you're the driver, man. So you gotta let us know though, as long as you're open and telling us what changes need to be made or what things need to be in there, we got you. We can take care of that for you. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. So yeah, I mean, the only thing I've done so far is Googled your guys' name. It did come up with a brief description of who you are and whatnot. And, I didn't find any actual segregated website for you guys.
Really?
It was
more. Say
again?
I was like, I'm surprised. Here, I could just send it to you myself. You can even look us up on BBB as well, too. Yeah.
That's the next thing I was going to do is go through the Better Business Bureau and just make sure, like I said, I've been ripped off twice now.
Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, and both of them have been companies that have called me offering their services in this exact fashion. So, I said, man, I'm not saying you guys are, not legit or anything like that.
You got to do your diligence. I get you.
So,
Ron, I thought it was my voice, man. If that was the case, that would have been a whole nother story here, okay?
Well, I mean, honestly, the one thing that's making me a little more easy about how I'm feeling about this situation is that you're actually one of the first ones that have contacted me, and you actually speak fluent English.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I totally get you, man.
Yeah. So, obviously, like I said, 5 to 7 days, and it'll be, we'll have everything figured out and whatnot as far as your tech getting a hold of me and whatnot, getting pictures up and everything like that. So,
well, listen, I want to get these guys to call you as soon as possible, Not today, you know, maybe even tomorrow if we can. If you have an hour window, great. Because the sooner you do that with them, the sooner everything starts to come to play for you, right?
Yeah.
Because, again, it takes some time. You know, Google doesn't just, you know, flip the switch and you're up on the first page of Google. Yeah, I'd be lying to you right now if that was the case. So it's not, okay?
Well, I understand. Don, like I said, but the page hub, they literally, I didn't see any results from them, period, for at least 6 months.
That's just unreal, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm speechless when it comes to that, man. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's so many people out there right now just trying to take advantage of small business owners, and just, I mean, there's so many scams out there right now. I got fooled by an IRS scam a couple of years back and learned my lesson on that too. I mean, like, there's just so many people out there that literally spend their entire day just trying to rip people off.
You know, okay, I totally off topic, but on your topic here, you know, is a couple of my friends of mine have been screwed over with Instagram. Somehow people are doing from Instagram, doing crazy stuff with their business, acting as them, taking their photos. It's unreal what people, I don't know why the people would do that. You know, obviously they got some way of making some kind of money and destroying people's lives and feel good about it, but that's just not right. I'm sorry. It really screwed up my friends' lives and their businesses, and they're starters too. It's not like they've been a long way where, you know, down the road where it's like, I've been in 35 business years, you know, and I already have my clientele. They know, right? No, it's like they're starting fresh, trying to start their new lives and everything. And then boom, they get hit with that. And it just pisses me off.
Yep.
I'm sorry. So I got a little bit of understanding of what you're talking about there. Okay. So yes, here, go on BBB, look up our name, Local Splash. Or you can even look at my email. I sent you an email, right, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go on the email, on the very bottom, there's a picture there. And it's the Google Premiere picture.
Okay.
Click that. It'll take you straight to Google's page. You cannot fake Google's page. Okay? It'll show that we are, for sure, a Premier Google partner.
That's TFC between the two of them. Looking for this Premier Google partner, yeah. Okay. So I can click on that, you say?
You better believe it, yep. All right. This is something you can't fake.
The performance Local Splash has maintained an optimization score of at least 70%, indicating that they've set up their clients' accounts to perform well. Local Splash has managed at least $10,000 USD in ad spend in the past 90 days, which shows its ability to help clients consistently identify new growth opportunities.
Boom.
Yeah. And I'm convinced. I'm we're good to go. I said, let's get this payment. Let's get the ball rolling, and let's get your tech team a hold of me so they can call me anytime tomorrow. I will make myself available. I mean, even if I'm in the middle of a job. I mean, I'll step down, I'll step outside, and we'll take some time and just get it done.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate you giving the faith in us and giving us the opportunity to work with you. We're going to earn your business for a very long time, I can tell you that much. And again, you have my number, man, so I'm a second form of contact for you, okay? I'm here.
Okay, well, like I said, as long as you do right by me, I'll be a customer for life.
All right, good, because then you know, I could talk to you more about all this cool stuff, man, because, you know, we can let out that frustration from the past, man, and start talking about the good now, too, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Ron, I'm ready with the card information if you're ready.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad. Well, give me a second here. I want to make sure, you know, put the card down for 2 seconds. I want to make sure we get this appointment set for you tomorrow, because that's where the real magic happens, okay? I want to make sure these techs got all the information for you. Give me a second here. All right, Ron. Ron, is that short for Ronald, or is that just Ron? It is. Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Got you here, and I'm going to go ahead and get Pal. Right. I'm going to send you an invite from a Google Calendar, okay?
Okay.
All right, but it's fun. Is this the best number to reach you, the 360-606-3530?
Yes, it is.
Okay, they're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you answer the call from them, okay?
Will do.
All right, and then I want to make sure for Ron. Okay. I'm going to set it for tomorrow at 3 p.m. your time over there, okay?
Okay.
Because right now, what, you're at 3:40 right now?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I, whatever makes it easy for you, okay? So I'm going to set that right now. Let me know you got it, okay? Once you get it, make sure to go ahead and confirm on there.
All right. Splash. Boom. Let's see. Look a splash. How many of them client? Yes, no, maybe. Says.
Yeah, that one there.
So, to accept, just click yes?
You got it, yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. And then also, Ronald, Farah's last name, is it M-E-N-N-I-N-G?
Yep, like men's room, except for two N's, I-N-G at the end.
I love it, man. All right. And for the future one, we're going to go ahead and go through the card information, all that. You are the authorized card holder and everything from there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to ask. All right. Okay, let's go over some of the things that you, as far as what you offer to as your services.
Okay.
Help me out, okay? Like shed, barn, play, like you tell me
okay,
what you
so
think.
Okay, so myself, I'm a general contractor, but I specialize in kitchen, bath, and bathroom remodel.
Kitchen. Okay.
Yep. And I also, myself, what I take care of within my company is mainly walls and floors. So drywall and flooring is what, everything else, like I said, I'm a one-stop shop. I have several other contractors that I work with that are specialized contractors, plumbers, electricians, and whatnot. So, but like I said, within my company, I generally take care of walls and floors. It's really, kind of a CYA for me. I don't really deal with anything that can cause detrimental damage, like water damage or electrical fires or anything like that. It's just something that I stick with to make sure that, you know, if anything does happen like that, well, I hired a professional company that's licensed, bonded, and insured that will take the responsibility of any, you know.
Okay. I respect that, man. Outside, you know, that's pretty cool. So, far as what you do, though, I want to make sure we have the right keywords for the text. So when they talk to you, they want to know what keywords, what type of clients you want to generate from being on the first page of Google. So, like, if I was someone brand new in your area, right, what words would you, or what type of services would you benefit the most for, like, the value of a customer? You know, would it be drywalling? Would it be kitchen remodeling? I want to make sure I have all those words. Yeah.
I would say drywall.
Okay.
I would say repair.
Okay.
Well, because there's keywords that have to be used together, like drywall repair or sheetrock repair or sheetrock insulation or drywall insulation.
Gotcha.
Laminate flooring. I mean, the remodel, that would be a keyword. Interior would be a keyword. So anybody that's typed in anything interior, like interior remodel or interior repair or anything like that, or trim work. I do a lot of finished trim work.
I got you sweating now, man.
Yeah, well, I'm just think of anything else that would kind of give you an idea of or keywords to get exactly what I do. It's just, like I said, like I take on just about anything because anything that I don't take care of in-house,
yeah.
subcontract out to somebody else and just put my percentage on the top.
Got you. Yeah, because you're a one-stop shop, man. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
My father taught me some carpentry work in the past, and I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican, right? My father is in the military and everything, full Korean, man, just didn't teach me much. He just kind of showed me, so it was more like, all right, here's a hammer, hit the nail, you know? I'm like, what am I doing? But he taught me well, you know, and so I can respect everything that you do. And talking about sheetrocking, putting up the floor, all interior repair, like, I get you, man. You got a lot going on there, so I take my cap off, man. Yeah. There you go. All right, so I have everything in here as far as that goes, but I also put to review with you a little bit more just in case if you have some extra keywords that you want to add to it, okay?
Yeah, actually, I already have it in my head right now that I'm going to sit down tonight with my other half. She's got a good imagination and whatnot, so we're going to kind of go over it and see if we can't come up with some more keywords and whatnot. I mean, because the more the merrier, or, you know, if I find something better than I've just given you, we'll kick something out and put that in there or something, you know.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. All right. Make sure here. That's that. Now, refresh my memory here. Do you have a Facebook page as far as business page goes?
Yes, I have a Facebook page and I have a website.
Okay. Can you do me a huge favor?
Did
you want us to rebuild your Facebook page and website? What would you? Because obviously the website, yeah, I remember you talking about that, right?
The website, yes. The Facebook page, I'd probably just talk to the technicians about that, have a conversation with them, and see if they suggest that you guys do that for me. Because the Facebook page, I haven't posted anything on it here real recently, but when I was on top of it and whatnot, posting every job that I've had out. It's done pretty good. I'm pretty on top of that one. It's just the whole website.
I see. Got you. All right. Well, don't worry, man. We're going to take care of you. These techs are good, man. They're superb. So as long as you talk to them, they'll take care of you. All right. So if this is something you don't want to do as far as the Facebook page, that's okay. No worries. No harm, no foul, okay?
Okay.
If anything, again, it makes a smoother process for you, okay? And then far as, let's see, and you, I'm shaking my head up and down. You want to use the call tracking system, right? The dashboard.
Yes,
okay. All right, let me make sure I got that. And then, so far as the cities, do you have any zip codes or specific cities we like to go ahead and target that you can think off the right?
Well, why don't we do a 25 mile radius off of the zip code of 98663?
98663?
Yeah.
98663. All right, gotcha. And you'd rather be contacted through phone, text, or email? Which one is probably the best for you? By phone?
Oh, I'm old school, man. A phone call.
Yeah, same. All right, cool.
I like being able to have a real conversation and be able to tell somebody's, you know, tone of voice and just have their demeanor and everything. You can tell a lot by having a conversation with somebody rather than misinterpreting text messages or emails.
I totally agree, man. I mean, I feel like I have to have both, you know. You gotta feel out the tone of the voice a little bit. The tonality means a lot to me, you know, because you gotta feel that trust.
Yeah.
And then two, having on paper too, it's a big deal, you know, and that's why I wanna make sure I take care of you as well too. Once we put the payment through, I'm gonna send you an invoice, and then there's on there, there's one thing you need to sign in the very bottom with our terms and conditions on there, and that's it.
Yep.
All right. Now as far as your hours of operation for your business, what days, what time?
I usually do Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8.
Man, when winter rolls around and whatnot, it's usually around 8 to 5. Basically, daylight hours.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I get that. I get it. Now, far as what we got to also do is on Google and the local SEO, if they're hiring you through there or the website, we can show a PayPal integration on it if you'd like. It's not a necessity, but if that's something you would like to add on to that, we can have some kind of payment thing for them to pay and schedule it for you, and that way you don't have to worry about it yourself. Up to you.
Yeah,
you can if you want.
Right now I have I don't have anything of the sort. I either take cash or check. Like I said, I'm old school, man. I'm 36 years old. I was growing up right at the very beginning of all this stuff was starting. And yeah, like I said, I definitely need to get into all the newer stuff that's going on, you know, and all the online stuff. I need to stop being such a, you know, a prude about it or whatnot, or however you want to say it, and to start getting into it because I know that it's going to do nothing but benefit me.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, you're a straightforward guy, man. I love it. And I know you're going to do well with this. Okay, I know we're going to do well with you. It's going to be really good. I'm really, I'm actually pretty pumped about it.
I'm excited to call up Page Hub and, you know, tell him to go pound sand and get a, I'm so looking forward to it. Cause like I said, and if you got, I'm going to keep Angie's List for now just because I know that they do bring me in revenue. I'm just tired of paying out the wazoo for leads and whatnot. I'd rather pay one flat rate that I know I can budget. And that's it.
Yeah, got you. I hear you, sir. Okay. Let me do this here. Got all of that there. I want to make sure I put this through here. All right, Ron. We're going to get to the part where I take the card information for you and make the payment here. Now, I want to make sure the name and everything is completely the same that shows on the card. I've had so many mishaps on my end over here, so I want to make sure I put everything through nice and smooth for you. On the card, is it as Ron or Ronald?
It says Ronald.
With an A-L-D?
Yeah.
Okay. And then last name on the M-E-N-N-I-N-G?
Yep, and L as the middle initial.
L as the middle initial. Okay. All right. Does it have a company name on that card or no?
No. This is good. Okay. You guys are going to be taking this from my personal account.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure I take it in. All right, hold on.
Yep. MasterCard, if it matters.
MasterCard. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay. Boom. I just want to make sure I constantly check over to everything over and over again just to make sure.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Do it right the first time. That's kind of something that I live by.
Yeah. It just aggravates me if I mess it up, man, you know? I'm like, gosh, come on. Hang tight with me, okay?
Say again?
Hang tight with me real quick here.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right, and as I promised, we're going to do $299 and $99 setup fee, okay?
Say again, sorry.
As promised, I'm going to $299 only, okay? And then with the $99 setup fee, okay.
Okay, so it's going to be $400 altogether.
Yeah. Well, give or take.
$399.
I want to make sure everything's to the T, man. I don't want to mess you up in any sense. I don't want to make sure it's not nickel and diming you either. No, we're going to take care of you. Going through. You got a big week ahead of you, or what?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, that's normal. As we're talking right now, I've already responded to 3 different customers, and I'm a multitasker.
Oh, get out of here! All right, cool. Good for you. Good for you, man. All right, cool. I got you.
Well, doesn't make any sense to waste time.
Yeah.
No, I hear that.
Pull that. Okay. Let me share this with back here. Right. Now, as far as your billing address, is that the same as we have on file here, the 3014?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have everything correct. 3014 Northeast 53rd Street. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay, in Vancouver, Washington, we got 98663 MasterCard.
Yes.
All right. And then what is the card number when you are ready?
Card number is 5438-3130-0019-4173.
Okay.
4173.
And the expiration date?
0826.
26. Also, I want to make sure I have the security code with that.
692.
All right. Make sure I put that through there. Hey, is it me or is it MasterCard? Is that in the front with the security code or is that in the back usually? MasterCard's in the front, right?
No, the security code is on the back. Actually, all the information is on the back of the card.
Oh, that's what, I knew it was a little different, man. I was like, I can never figure that whole thing out. I can never memorize it all.
It's the first card that I've owned that actually, that the card number is on the back. It was kind of weird to me.
Yeah. It's always changing.
Yeah. Well, I've already had the card, and then I've already tested it. Works. It's a brand new account. I've been with Wells Fargo for about 13 years, and we had a little mishap again with Angie's List, and they charged me almost $1,000 when I put a monthly cap on them for $500. It overdrafted, and neither Angie's List nor my bank would reverse or do anything about it. And then on top of that, they gave me an overdraft fee, and I didn't know about the overdraft or the overdraft fee for like a week. So it just kept building up for a week, and I got fed up with it and told them to kick rocks.
Yeah, I had a bad experience with Wells Fargo way back, and of course they had that whole lawsuit crap happening. So that was the last straw for me, man. No thanks. We got a security. They lost, right? Yeah.
No, they lost. They had to pay out. They were completely guilty of it, yes.
Yeah. All right, listen. So we have a security question. You have 3 choices. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
No, let's do city I was born in.
All right, cool. Where are you at?
Longview, Washington.
Longview, Washington.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just going to put Washington, so that way there's no spaces and all that for you, okay?
Washington. Yeah, so the whole thing is going to be Longview, Washington, no spaces?
No, I'm just going to put just Washington, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
make sure to remember that.
For you. Okay.
Sure.
All right. How? Okay. There. Bada thing, bada boom. Okay, so your total is going to be at 398, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me make sure I go over. We're going to do a voice verification real quick. I'm going to process the payment for you. And then also, once the process goes through, I want you to take a look at your email to sign the terms and conditions on there. And then you're all set over here. I have all the information set for these texts. They'll give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, so let me pull a voice verification here because this is for your protection, okay? So I want to make sure you got all this down here. All right, and if there's any misunderstanding or if there's something you don't understand or you need to clarify, just stop me and say, hey, John, what does this mean, okay? And I'll go ahead and rephrase it for you.
Sure.
All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dynamic Builders, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Ronald Menning. I am the owner.
Awesome. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, from Local Splash.
Yes, thank you. All right, cool. Not the other guys, okay? Cut them out. All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what we're going to do here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on the 22nd of August in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd of every month in the amount of $299. You may Boom, boom, boom. All right. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good, sir. Let me go in and I'm going to process this payment for you at $398, okay? Appreciate you being patient with me over here, man. I know you got your time is valuable, you know.
Yeah, oh, you're good, man. Like I said, I'm doing other things while we're on the phone here right now.
All
right,
cool. You're a multitasker. I feel you. All right.
Yeah, it's just like when your text call me, I'll probably be spreading drywall mud.
I don't know what about it. I don't know about you, but for me, it's the most relaxing thing ever.
Yeah, well, I all of the contractors that I deal with, I mean, they think I'm a godsend because every single one of them hate doing drywall. They hate hanging it. They hate taping it. They hate mudding. They hate sanding. They hate the whole process. And I'm just like, dude, guys, it's the easiest thing in the world. And there's literally no risk whatsoever. I mean, you can mess up so bad on drywall, and all you got to do, tear the shit down and do it over again.
It's not that big of a deal.
No, it's not. That's why I stick with that. That's why I stick with walls and floors, because there is literally no structural or personal property damage risk. There is not.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That payment just went through for you over here.
When you get a chance. I took the advice of several different business owners, construction business owners, saying that, you know, if run it this way, that way you have minimal risk, and the responsibility for all the risky work is on somebody else's shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, you build your business, and the only reason you did that is because you know what the heck you're doing, you know? Let's put it this way. I don't know about you, but for me, I had to learn from my mistakes. I can't tell you all the right things to do, but I can tell you all the wrong things not to do.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way.
That's what I say about my biological father. He's in prison for the rest of his life. And if there's one thing that he's done for me, he's shown me what not to do.
Yeah, got to learn from that, right? Sorry to hear that, though, partner.
He's a pile of shit, and he can stay in there. I don't care about him. I haven't spoken to him or seen him in almost 2 decades, so.
Oh, wow. Wait, man, yeah. I'm glad you learned from those mistakes then, you know? So, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. On your email there, it should be the terms and conditions there.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into this. /initial invoice. Let's see.
Pop it down there.
Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, sir. All right. So once you're in there, you get to see a little more of the directory, some of the directories that they put in there for you. Landing page, Facebook, all that stuff. So if you scroll down to the bottom of here.
Yep, scrolling.
Where it says signature.
Advanced supporting, live client support, mobile phone. Okay.
Right there. Got you product all in there.
Cost, cancellation, and refunds. Signature.
Yep. Now, when you put in signature, I want to put in exactly how you told me. I want to make sure with the middle initial and everything on there, okay?
Yep. Will do. Up down. Confirm signature. Oh, I gotta click I certify.
you gotta certify, my man.
Yeah, I certify that I am an authorized holder and signer, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. Bam. Confirm. Yes? Please accept the terms by checking the above checkbox. I did that.
Okay.
Why are you telling me it's wrong? Let's see. No, clicked. Good there.
Go ahead.
Good.
So once you put it through, it should bring you to a page where it says to do your login and password. That's not set up yet. Oh, go ahead.
Let me sign here. It's still on. Signature does not match. The hell are you talking about? Yes, it does. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. While the elementing, please fix the height portion of the, okay. Meta, oh, I see what's going on. That's not an I, it's an L.
You got it over there.
Yeah, we got it. Good. Bam. Good to go. Username, password. Gotcha.
All right, Ron. So now once you're here, it's not your actual login and password right now. The text when they call you, they're going to help build that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we got you set up for tomorrow, all squared away. We got information on their notes for them to take care of you. Again, write down your key notes and stuff, keywords that you come to head during this time, and rock and roll with it, man, okay?
Yep, will do. Hey, John, I appreciate all your time. Like I said, you've been one of the most pleasant ones I've talked to as far as, you know, talking to a company that's going to help me on this stuff. So, I mean, I really do appreciate it. And like I said, as long as you guys do right by me, I'll be a lifelong customer.
Heck yeah, man. There you go. And it's a pleasure on my end over here, man. It's been fun talking with you. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's about to come for you, okay?
All right.
I want to see this fruition happen.
So are we all good here? Yeah.
You're all set, partner. All right, welcome to Local Splash. Let's kick some butt this year.
Yep, sounds good to me. All right, well then I'll take that phone call tomorrow.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.